the governor signed the redistricting bill. So I know there's still some avenues that can be taken, and I think they're going to be explored. But just what do you think about that? Because it's definitely going to change the look of your district.
It certainly is going to change the landscape for whatever new district is designed that I reside in. I don't see them as my districts. I see it the 71st is the one I live in, and it's quite a unique district, stretching from the Quad Cities south down to Macomb, picking up Galesburg, Knoxville, and Monmouth on the way down there. It doesn't matter what district I serve. I'll serve with the same passion I have serving my current the current district I'm in. I've had a lot of difficult moments when I think about losing Mercer County, Aledo, losing most of Henry County and Knox County, Bureau County, Lee County. But, you know, that's just what we're up against right now is every 10 years we go through this. And very disappointed, but I'll do what I can to keep working for the people of Illinois.
You have the House Minority Leader in town with you in Jim Durkin this weekend. What is the message that you really want to present, I guess, to the voters and the community out there?
Well, I think it's important to have someone of his stature out here in our communities. And he's been wanting to get out here to Rhubarb Fest for a long time, and the timing just came right. And tonight we're going to have a little event, Saturday night, we're going to have a little event at the VFW to give some of the community members to come in and meet him and ask him questions what impacts us here in Mercer County.
All right, and then just I saw the press release that you released in regards to the budget, which was a late night deal. Anything specific you need to say in regards to what the impact is here locally?
Well, I think locally the biggest impact is going to be on our employees and our employers. When the governor did not put the $2 billion, we got $8.1 billion in federal dollars. $2 billion of that could have been put into the unemployment trust fund to shore that up, where now that's going to be put on the shoulders once again of the employees and the employers, which is going to cost us a great deal of money for our businesses. And once again, it's bailing Illinois out on the shoulders and backs of the working people.
Anything else that I forgot to ask you that I need to mention? Are we good? There's so many things I was scanning through my brain when I was... can you just speak to... I asked Leader Durkin, state officially reopens June 11th. I think, the ballparks go 100% at Wrigley and Guaranteed Rate Field. But today it feels like, no, it doesn't. It officially reopened today. What is your feel today of what you see? Because today really looks like a normal day.
Yeah, today looks like a 2019 here at Rhubarb Fest. It's great to see all the people out and it coming from all over and once again enjoying themselves being out in this environment. We went through a lot, not only as our elderly in our homes, but we as a local people have suffered through a lot in our businesses. And to see all these little shops and booths opened up, it's just great to see people out supporting our communities once again.
I was telling you, a lot of emotions with the American Veterans Traveling Tribute, and here's a guy that is a veteran and that has served. You visited it with Leader Durkin. What are your emotions? What do you think of it?
It's wonderful to see the wall here in our community. I have a lot of emotions. In December 7th, 1969, I lost a neighbor who's serving in Vietnam. He's coming home real soon. It wasn't until a few years ago, from 1969 to the mid-2000s, that we learned what had actually happened. And one of the squad members came home, met the family, and said that Mike, Sergeant Leaf, hesitated, and a 12-year-old girl shot him. It's just stories like that. It just break your heart. She held up a gun and shot him. He hesitated. And so it means a lot. And then just recently in the House and the Senate, Senator Neil Anderson and I were able to pass a resolution renaming the Keysburg Slab the Holloway Crowe Slab in honor of two great Americans who died in Vietnam. So we're honored to do that, and hopefully we can get that something set up and we can actually do that naming soon.
Yeah, so I assume the names you mentioned, you were able to see those names on the replica wall.
Absolutely. I can tell you exactly where they're at, so I carry with me. So, yeah, it's neat to be able to do things like that for our great heroes that we lost in battle.